This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump's term is up in 9 days, but Democrats say he must leave office now. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House will be in order.
As the House began a short session,
House Resolution 21,
Democrats introduced a measure pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to oust the president, arguing he's unfit for office after encouraging last week's Capitol violence.
I object.
A single Republican objection stalled the measure for now, but the full House may vote tomorrow, though Pence has given no indication he's ready to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Separately, the House is moving forward with impeachment for what Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline calls an attempted coup.
He presents a clear and present vision for our democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump remains defiant amid those calls to resign and plans to spend his last days in office playing offense. AP's Julie Walker.
Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. He's had no public schedule, but on Tuesday he'll travel to Alamo, Texas to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. And ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday found that 67% of respondents said Trump deserves a good amount or great deal of blame for the insurrection, and 56% believe he should be removed from office. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will tap former career diplomat William Burns to lead the CIA. This as the Democrat races to put a national security team in place before his inauguration. Over a 33-year career as a U.S. diplomat, he speaks Russian, Arabic, and French.